Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Had a cool name, though.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, November the 13th, 2025. Yes, sir. Hey, interesting timing there. The weird way things work out, because I probably would have forgotten until later in the show to even mention this. Yesterday when I went over, when I had that long drive over to my dentist.
You sure you want to violate your tooth HIPAA?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. They're good people. I think, I want to say about 80% of them listen to the show. At least they carry on like they do. Several of them, like, I know for sure. But, you know, you're in the room and...
I love
like,
y'all.
Oh, we love your show. And everybody's, yeah. When you're shaking their head, yeah. Yeah, so...
Oh, real? What did I say at 9:30?
Others are like, I don't know who that is. It's fine, though. It makes me feel nice.
Who is
but,
that?
Several of them were saying that
I know you.
While they know that Paige has a very low voice, it is extremely hard to hear her, they say, on the car. And they said it's not – they both said it's not just our cars. We listen to each other's cars. And for some reason – Paige is very like literally having to, she said, ride the, she didn't say ride the knob because I would have laughed. Whatever, she's like, ride the levels, I guess.
She didn't say that.
No, she didn't say, I'm saying that in our terminology, but she didn't say ride the knob either because I would have laughed and I had like her hand in my mouth.
Ride the knob.
So anyway, I don't know what's up with that microphone.
I don't know.
I'm
always lifting it up and adjusting it, and my face is always on it, so I can't talk any louder.
Yeah.
Well, she sounds good
in here. I know. We sound like the boss now. Sounds good to me.
So I don't hear it.
I don't hear it. I do hear a buzz, but again, no clue what that is.
Well, that's that mic. I just don't know what's going to stop it. Did you ask her what kind of phone she has?
It was in her car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, both of them were cars. So that's why I knew it had nothing to do with any kind of Bluetooth.
I want to tell you, Bluetooth technology, as far as what we do, is very horrible. It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good for us.
Well, we couldn't have any kind of Bluetooth here, like especially headphones or anything like that, because you
can
feed
them. What if we got a whole set of Bluetooth? Huh? You know, would that help?
I'll
ask my dentist.
Bluetooth?
Sure. Hmm. Is there really a rapper name? Yeah. Of course there is. Oh, okay.
It was Blueface. He just got out.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Probation.
Yeah.
Old girl's pregnant. I wish we had wireless set up. You know, it seems like a lot of other people do.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I just don't.
Would you be mad or would it be like brilliant if we are unknowingly on a reality show where we are given.
For like 15 plus years?
It's like Truman Show. But it only involves her work. And the thing is, they give us...
It's so many obstacles.
And Mark, if you're up taking a stroll around the neighborhood this morning, early, I'm being kind of facetious here, sarcastic. But what if they gave us old technology? And the goal is to see, can they make it in a 1990s studio in the year 2025 and remain
number one?
And as long as we remain number one, the show stays on. But then it mirrors real life.
Yeah, like, you know, the P1 movement was grassroots. And
yes.
So what if they got hooked to it or addicted to it, and they're like, you know what? What else can we give them, this grassroots, that they can try to pull off?
30-year-old technology.
I don't know what else it would be besides that. Mm. Now, I've seen there are other studios in town that are set up.
There are people's bedrooms
what?
That are set up
almost
for better broadcasting.
Almost wonder if they'd let us maybe use those studios. And
I think they should switch us into that one across the way that's wired for what we're doing. And it also
is it wired, too wired?
Yeah, it's pretty much a better studio. And the acoustics are better, too. It's not a kitchen. It's a real live studio.
I was looking at that the other day.
Yes.
Though it is a better spot. I just feel like where we're at and what we do, there's just some things just I'm just not going to like, I guess, that I got to get used to. Like monitors in the air. I don't really like that.
Oh, that's better because you don't have to sit down.
I'm a type of guy that has like eye level. That's like that's what I need. My TV's not elevated, you know.
I would like it just to. I know that we need monitors and likely. I would just like more the sound and the ambiance to be better. Like the sound. Yeah. I mean, you know, until they said that yesterday, I knew the levels were a little off because there was a big switcheroo a while back here recently, as far as. Boards or whatever, I don't know the terminology, and so you know the content is there, like it's there.
Oh yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you something. I have, and Fat Boy, I hope will attest to this. I have put hours and hours in to figuring out the video aspect, the lighting aspect of it, until I'm just like, I don't know, man. I cannot figure it out because there's this low-laying light in here. But again, not set up for broadcast.
I can't figure out equipment-wise. And there aren't a whole lot of people that offer the help, to be honest with you.
So one thing that I did come to with this is that, and maybe unknowingly, our own page figured it out and we didn't. The webcam camera on the laptop is better than this.
It is.
Bull stud right here.
Really?
Yeah. Like clarity and everything, very much. Like, I don't know what this is. I don't know what brand it is. I think that...
I always assume it was a cheap model, but, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see if we... But...
Like, I honest to God, if it's not like... I feel like a fool for even saying this, like, honestly, but... Like, if it's not crazy expensive for little cameras... Like, I bite the bullet on it just to help out things because, hell. But then again, I don't want
to. You shouldn't have to. Or you can expense it out. Maybe it'll get approved.
It says HD,
like 1080p. I don't know. Yeah, but that's not even the highest resolution now.
Yeah, so I realize that it's more than just doing radio now, but I don't understand that stuff, and I try to, but again, so I'm being very blatantly honest that I don't get it. I don't know how, and I feel like I'm wasting time trying to figure it out because I don't get it, and I feel like a fool for not getting it too.
I get a little pissed because there was a guy that used to work at a station in the building over maybe close to 6-7 years ago. He had a sports podcast that he did off-site. They were like, you know, whatever, that's cool, that's fine. And that setup, it was another studio in town, was freaking, you thought you were watching a network TV show, was top-notch. And I'm like, why can't we go somewhere and do it that way?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're still a company property, but, you know.
Maybe you got to be on property to be company property.
I guess. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I ain't looking for, like, go build our own studio or anything like that.
This place is nice.
We could go Anderson Cooper and do it from the barn. But there's no heat in there. So it's not like his fake barn. I mean, it's a real barn, but it ain't for like barning.
Otis walking around.
Yeah.
Teddy Mac crawling around.
Stepping in loaf on your way back and forth.
Stepping in loaf.
Yeah. It's not even loaf. It's like just a big bundt cake.
Ew.
It's like if we're going pastry talk on it, it's like a huge big apple fritter.
Like the other studio we had, the original studio was like a, if you look at your kitchen concept, you know, some of those kitchens you peek through the it's not open, it's got like a little galley view from between the bar or whatever it would be.
Yeah,
it's like I'm looking at you through blinds almost.
Yeah,
because there's monitors every effing where in the air.
Yeah,
and it's not good for your neck. I knew a guy who ran a crane for years and years, and he had neck issues well after he left, because he was always, you know, crouched down to the side looking up.
That's why I told you, my what do you call the eye doctor? Optometrist? See, I was literally raised in a blank doctor, not screw doctors, but foot doctor, eye doctor.
Snooch doctor.
Women's doctor.
Snooch ass doctor.
Ladies doctor, all that stuff.
Money doctor.
Dr. Dre.
Ed Lover.
Yeah, that one. Not the one everybody knows.
But it's not a gripe, though. Like, it's not a gripe. It's just a, gosh, what if? Because most of us, when we're all three of us, usually very animated. Like, Fatboy especially talks with his hands a lot. You know, Paige's looks that she does toward us sometimes, they don't translate on the radio. I'll interpretive dance pretty much anything. You know, I don't mind standing up and showing you a particular workout or dance move that I don't know or whatever.
You're very interactive.
So good at not knowing.
It would help to maybe see that kind of thing. But I got to kind of just let go of not caring, but it's not something that I can figure out. I've even taken a picture from like where the camera would be,
yeah,
and literally ran that through the freaking Gemini or whatever thing. It said, tell me what products I need to make this lighting better.
Now, what we
didn't
need
know
in this situation is we don't need these bright fluorescent lights that are on. We need like 3-point lighting to do filming.
3-point lighting. I don't even know what that is. See?
Well, back.
You know that from movies, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
So you're just...
We need to use that noodle of yours. And also your brain.
Yeah. It would help. It's the fluorescent that's not good. And I was told by management that you can use the circle lights. Well, where am I going to hook that up? Right here. Over there? To go to this side of my face?
Yeah.
And I will get a shadow. If I put it here, it will be blocked by a monitor unless I have a really tall one, and then it goes over my head.
We've done more with less for too long. And then it's expected now to, hey, make it work.
Yeah, man, you're
like
right.
Like we're freaking MacGyvers in here.
Yeah.
Like, the first one, not the reboot.
No.
The reboot wasn't bad, but it was the first one.
I just film all the time looking like this. You know, here I am.
Yeah, like...
I look awful.
Jade Cargill. Like, what a missed opportunity. It just, the cameras, there's no reason this should stop working halfway through.
I know.
You know, and then I got to ask her to wiggle the mouse. That's like John Carson never asked, you know, Dangerfield to, you know, go adjust the curtains in the back.
I asked you, did you test it? Because I wouldn't put it here. This is like the worst camera in the building.
Yeah, I mean, hell, it's...
And I would have put it over there.
It was on reverse. I fixed it. And
if we were picking where her camera would have been, I would have had it on my shoulder, and she would have sat in my lap while we did the interview.
Well, there you go. That might have looked better, maybe, if she handled being uncomfortable.
Sit there and give me that big knee to the... Your chops when I said something out of line.
Which is unfortunate, because this is the interview angle you want, you know, the two-on-one, and then she's sitting here. I can't look at her because I got to look in the camera, and if I turn to look at her, I'd have to...
Remember, the handler was sitting right behind me, so yeah. I didn't have my screen up where I had, like, all my bullet points. So I literally did that, like, off-cuff, because I just didn't want her to see I didn't have anything disparaging or anything like that. It's like... Yeah. She's sitting right behind, and I know why she was sitting behind me, because when I would ask something, Jane would have to look at her through me.
Well, especially when she started to mention a name.
Mention a certain name. She's like, oh, can I say that? You know why? Because I'm that bitch.
According to the wall?
She wrote bitch on the wall. I know. I didn't even see it that day. And somebody pointed out, like, oh, wow. First time somebody cussed on the wall.
And she said it that night.
Jane Cargill, I'm that bitch, WWE Women's Champion. See, that's the other thing. If we do ever move studios, can we cut that wall out?
Oh, we'd have to, man. It's too valuable. You got Gunners on it?
Yeah.
When he was champ?
Jeremy Clement 17 times.
Robin Ario's on there? Yes. CallRob.com? If you bit a dog, yeah, or a dog bit you?
I even made him sign his thing in the back because that makes more sense, actually, to sign his own artwork.
Yes, artwork. Probably came from Vistaprint, Paige. Yes. Let's be honest.
So we could sell it one day, make money off that signature.
It's a stupid question. You know, when you edit these videos, is there a way to make it look afterwards like we're professional?
There is. I don't know it. I don't know.
Video editing is a animal, man.
Yeah, but they make it look simple, these children. That's why I say rescind the labor laws. If we could get a 12-year-old in here.
Yeah, or even a 10-year-old. They seem to be savvier than some.
Dude, we're a couple years away from we could hire Jasper to be like our video editor. I bet he would be by the time he's 5 or 6.
I'll be the nepotism. No, couldn't do it.
Well.
Everybody else does.
I don't have a company card. We don't have to worry about any issues.
Tell you, man. I can do the transitions fade in and out. That's about it as far as editing goes. I can match some audio, but. As far as, like, you know, directing stuff, and because people have motion cameras, they use controllers for.
I know. It's really not like bitching and complaining. It's just like what might be. Not what might have been, but what might be once we figure it out. But I don't know what the figure out is.
Yeah, and it's not like we're cutting in reaction shots and things like that, which would be good content. If we go from camera to camera, but that's okay.
This is a whole other job doing the video part.
So when people are on TV shows now and they're talking, like on a panel, their voice is commanding the camera, in other words. Like if I start talking, the camera would go only on me, and then when you started talking, it would go to you. Like it knows.
That's only a Zoom thing, right?
I don't know.
You mean live? There's so many. That's a switcher where they're telling you which camera to go to.
Yeah, but he's talking about the camera follows you or the voice patterns to know who to put on.
I know from a couple video podcasts.
Isn't this fun to listen to, guys?
A couple video podcasts I researched. Somebody's off camera directing the camera and got their own little setup as far as.
Yeah, it's a switcher.
Well, it's not that like involved, though. It's not like some big professional, like, you know, board setup.
They don't have a truck out back. They're all sitting in the truck sideways working on their computer.
Usually a part-time guy they found off ZipRecruiter who knows how to, like, you know, use Premiere or whatever. But, well, I mean, the point of all of it, I think, is, like, to tell you we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and it was of major concern because today we will be presenting a Facebook lesson and just want it to look good. Like, that's all it is. It's just a want to. It's not even a fit in thing. I don't want all the running scrolls on the bottom saying all that, you know, like all that stuff. I just want it to just be something. I would like to have it the whole show, video stream like that, set up to where there's little commercial element, not commercials, but like whatever in between songs or whatever. I would not mind that a bit.
So the whole show live on video?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be tough.
Well, it's because of the elements in between. But like even during that, like, hey, Paige, do a Q&A in the chat during this break, or I'll do it the next one.
Yeah.
Kind of whatever.
I don't like how it picks up on YouTube now when the mics are off.
So
to be honest
with you. That was, you know. I remember when I first heard that, I was like, there was a song playing, and you could hear. I called her Jane a moment ago on purpose. Jade Cargill. You could hear her talking, like, "Oh my God!" Like she was talking pretty honest off the air and on air too. But you know, kind of kayfabe-ish off.
I don't like how that was picking up.
Yeah, it was kind of scary.
It's kind of creepy, freaky.
I'm gonna watch what I say off air now.
But we'll be on more platforms at least for today.
So yes, that'll be at around 7:25. We will be live streaming on our YouTube channel, which
yeah.
Let's go ahead and if you're available, go ahead and go and like these things. So you already know. I'm not going to tell you to smash anything or conk anything. Or
I'll ask you about that off there.
Punch that damn hammer in the head.
Punch it.
Smash.
Click that clock icon on YouTube at The Rise Guys. And then where else will it be? Live stream.
It's going to be
it streamed? Strom.
Planet Facebook. Facebook.com/933ThePlanet. I think it is. Planet X. Instagram. It might be Rise Guys X too. Instagram. God dang it.
All of them.
I had all these set up and I can't remember which one goes to what now. But like, is YouTube the best one for live? Obviously, you put stuff up after, but I just don't know. Like if I go to YouTube, I got to type it in. Do a lot of people go to YouTube to watch live, or I should know how this works.
That sounded like Bob Barker when I just said that. It was weird. I'm going to pump you good.
Oh, you must have seen all the story videos going around of Barker, where he's drunk hosting Price is Right and his wife beat her shirt. And
oh, my God.
These fat ladies say, we're from Wales. He said, two Wales from England.
Jeez.
He's being an ass, man.
That's not nice.
Well, they said off the air, he was kind of a...
It's like, you want a treadmill, get your fat ass over there and check it out. Wow. It's great. You got to Google them anyway.
Well, we'll be doing that live today. You'll be able to see it on those different...
Or you can come in here if you want. You know, live studio audience.
We used to do that.
That's the best experience, actually.
It really is. I do it every day, and I love it.
I'm glad you're alive in the studio.
The live experience is so much better than, you know...
Awkward.
The ghost experience.
Yeah.
Because they won't play in the rain.
I got to legally tell you, you can't do that, though. Don't stop by.
That's a good snap.
Yeah, we won't be able to let you in unless we know you're here, because we have no...
I can't do it. But you can do the dip smack. You're a dip smacker. Smack and dip.
Did you learn that before high school?
Dun, dun, dun. Look at that. Hire me, Adam's Family. Six.
I think that's a class at Blue Ridge High School, actually. Smacking the dip, King.
Do they really teach you that?
You got to put the fish hook on the hat and smack the dip. You shouldn't dip in high school.
You shouldn't. You should wait till college.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming up today. And we enjoy your text messages as well. 1-800-774-0093. That's the TLCMotors.com phone lines and text. But please, until 7, text only. The manpower to actually answer the phones, nor would we take them, because we have sports and headlines and such. With that said, Paige.
Oh, well, we're going to find out why this woman in Florida was super speeding at 107 miles per hour last Thursday.
God, is that super speeding?
Hey, well, according to this, that's super speeding. 107? I don't ever go that fast.
I mean, well, God, it goes without saying. I don't know if you go above 50.
Life in the fast lane.
I don't want to go to traffic school again, do you?
I don't know if you can drive 55, to be honest with you.
I can drive 100 miles an hour.
Can you?
Yeah, I got pulled over doing that.
Can you drive stick?
Yeah, 5-speed. Any, I can drive a NASCAR.
Like if you're wearing that?
I certainly can. That's 4 gears.
We're talking about H pattern, or we're talking about, you know?
Mm-hmm. The only thing I wouldn't be comfortable in is riding a Harley, because I haven't done that in a while.
What about an Indian?
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
When avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start, Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with a story about a woman who drove 107 miles per hour.
Oh, Lord.
That's pretty fast.
I said, oh, Lord, it's a fire.
Oh, Lord. And this happened last Thursday. When she was asked why she was driving so fast, she said, where do you think she was going?
She had to go to the... Every time I've ever been pulled over, and it, you know, doesn't happen all that often, I have used the restroom excuse.
Oh,
it was the one time in Duncan I used
diarrhea.
I had my period, and it was in that time where they couldn't ask. You know, they're like, "Okay, go,
get out of here."
I never used a period. I did use pooping.
You could have both parts, so it could. And they
we found that out the other day.
Yes,
the old Boosie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say she got hurt.
She got hurt?
Yeah, maybe she. I don't know.
She was going to the hospital. Room?
Yeah, something like that. You know,
that's a good answer. Good answer. Well, she was asked why she was driving so fast, and she said she was trying to make it to Little Caesars before they closed. Pizza.
Amazing.
Well, she must have had her 7:45 ready to go for that.
She must have had that T-Mobile BOGO.
Oh, yeah, these school Tuesdays. Man.
Do they still?
Desperately.
I think they do, T-Mobile Tuesdays.
Yeah, I went one time and got the free Frisbee. It's like, why not? I'm right here. All I do is got to go in, show them my phone. I get a free Frisbee.
That's cool. Do you ever play it? You got a dog?
I don't. Oh. I play it with the goats.
Catch it. Oh,
so I've been trying to get a Little Caesars bucket hat because they got them for the people that work there. And the guy wouldn't give me one. They'll give you cookies if you ask for one, but I wanted a bucket hat. So if you know a Little Caesar manager.
I didn't know. Yeah. Oh, no. I used to know one.
I need somebody high up to give me a bucket hat.
He needs a big
Make
Caesar.
It happen. Yeah, huh?
Yeah, give me a touch of big
that
Caesar.
That used to be my place where I'd grab pizza, two pizzas when I was going to the mountains because I wasn't sure what I was cooking.
You had
because
to.
I didn't know who was going to show up.
Oh,
and if it was just for me and, you know, a child who was with me, I would just say, let's just eat the pizza and then we'll worry about cooking tomorrow.
Some of the best times ever was getting a new Nintendo game with your buddy and having a sleepover and going to Little Caesars and you each get a whole pizza.
Or you get the pizza by the foot. The big box.
Big ones.
Go to Pick a Flick.
Yeah.
God, Blockbuster.
That's a good old.
Now you don't have to talk to anybody. You just go in with the pizza portal, type your code in.
See, I don't like that.
Why?
I like greetings. I like salutations.
You should go through the drive-thru and order and then you wait. And then you're kind of like coordinating everything on the phone. And then when your beeper goes off, you go through and pick it up. I like that. You're trying to multitask and get everything
done. Yeah, but people would drive. You talking about them illuminated coasters? I'd like one of those, too, if anyone has one. Remember the little coasters they used to give you when you were waiting? It's like, oh, it worked as a little coaster. I'd like one to like go off when the sun goes down. Or,
it's so nice.
Yeah.
Remind me of when I need to come inside.
The one child predators nearby, a little alarm would go off.
The one in Seneca, South Carolina, has got a actual Little Caesar on the sign, like a 3D model of what he would look like. So you just kind of look at it like, oh, because he's going to be in the drive-thru for about 20 minutes.
They should open a hotel in Vegas, Little Caesars Palace.
Oh my God. To Caesar's Palace?
No, Little Caesar's Palace.
That's the place.
Everything is pizza related.
Oh.
Could you imagine you go in the lobby and it smells like ICB immediately? Love it.
All the time. And there's Roman baths.
Yes.
But men and women can come in this one.
With garlic.
Okay. That'd be fun.
And you know all the codes, like 2EMB.
I mean, I don't want to.
And you know what you sleep in? A crazy bed.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I love that.
Crazy bed.
That's the best. Some dipping sauce. Yeah.
Are you sleepy? Get in the crazy bed.
The crazy bed.
I could go for a Twix brownie.
And you get to wear a toga while you're on premises.
That's fun.
With a little garland in your hair or whatever the hell it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Yeah. Little Caesar's Palace.
If you got pepperoni nipples, it's the place for you.
Get in 10% off.
I'll tell my bridesmaids. They like doing stuff like that. So, okay. Well, Jasmine is facing a charge of dangerous and excessive speeding under a new Florida law that went into effect on July 1st. And penalties for a first offense include up to 30 days in jail, a fine up to $500, or both if the judge decides he doesn't like you. So there you go.
That's kind of wild. If the judge doesn't like you.
Well, that was my comment.
Well, yeah. I mean, but that's true, though.
It really is.
There's real bias.
Because I remember with me and my speeding and my bad driving where I was almost at 4 points because I had three. That one going 82 on 85 was like 3 points. So you don't want to get all those points on your record because
your insurance
goes up.
I didn't know if you started with points or if you got them.
No, you get them with your offense. Like if you're going,
I'm the same way with bowling and golf. There's one you want the lowest, one you want the highest. I forget.
Unless it's stable for you.
No, when I was speeding in California, I was going 100, and I wasn't driving my car. I was driving someone's Nissan's, and it was a high performance car.
Little burner,
Sentra.
I was having fun, and I wanted to see how fast I can get the car. But I really wasn't paying a lot of attention because I was tired and I got pulled over.
If you got pulled over today doing the same thing,
yeah,
would you pop the zipper down a little bit and try to get out of that ticket?
No.
It'd be like the girls in Cannonball Run where they're wearing those jumpsuits and they just zip them down with the major cleavage. God.
Doesn't
work.
We talked
about that one woman the other day. She passed away. The dark-haired lady that was in Cannonball Run. Remember those two hot girls wearing the... I forget her name now. Yeah, it don't matter, but she's resting in the arms of Jesus now in her jumpsuit. Cannonball Run girls. Oh.
I got to find that real quick. I can Google with one finger.
Remember they were driving a Lamborghini. Adrienne Barbeau.
Yeah, what's her?
Oh, she died?
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
Didn't? I thought that was in news.
I don't remember.
It was her birthday, I think.
Oh, is that what it was? Well, welcome back.
No,
it's like you were never gone, Adrienne Barbeau. Is that right, really?
Let me look. I'm pretty sure she's still with us.
I refuse to use two hands as well.
I don't remember her passing.
No, she's still with us. Amen.
Yeah, it wasn't her birthday.
She's 80. Well, we were talking about her in some way, I guess. It came up.
Yeah, God bless. I'm glad she's still alive.
Yeah, welcome back.
You talking about Alice? Was she on Alice?
No.
I thought you mentioned something with Alice.
That was Flo.
Yeah.
The lady from Spartanburg was on Alice.
Kiss my grins!
All right.
When donkeys fly.
I'm Paige, and those are your eyes, guys. Headlines. Sports is up next with Fat Boy.
What's that lady's name?
Paige, that's my line. I don't know what to say now. All right, Paige asked you what you're working on in sports.
Celia Weston. That's a lady from Spartanburg who was on Alice.
She played, Belle.
Yeah, a bunch of other stuff, too.
No, Belle was...
she's still with us.
Belle was the other lady. She was a famous mom. Hold on, we're going to look that up as well as we're doing TV trivia. Belle Dupree.
Diane Ladd,
yes. Yeah. Yeah, she's still with us too, Paige. So they're all still there. Reunion is...
she died in November.
Oh, no! It's off! Cancel the reunion.
She died 10 days ago?
What?
Really? Diane Ladd.
No way!
Yeah, 10 days ago. Oh, I remember seeing it. Now she's Laura Dern's mom.
Yeah.
Her last name's a cuss word.
It is. In some parts of the South... Dern is just as bad as the other D.
Son of a
bitch. Not that D,
man.
But the one that ends with an N. All right. Oh, such ebbs and flows of life.
Yeah. Ebbs Fields, shout out. Speaking of sports.
Flo's dead.
You what? Really?
Yes. Polly Holiday. No, she's still with us, too.
Pat McAfee's catching a lot of S.
Uh-oh, taxes?
No.
No, she is dead. Oh, my God. She died in September. Flo.
No.
September 9th, 2025. She died.
Well, Jesus, man.
Good like, Lord, what a... Wow.
How are we not keeping up with with the deaths?
I don't know. Oh, the reunion is off. And whatever Fatboy said about sports.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Is that a little game to play, isn't it?
Well, you look at somebody and try to figure out, like, what's that bathroom situation going to be like?
Yeah.
Lord.
Not good.
Especially when I'm seeing what you're putting in your pot there on the stove. Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. If you're hungry, you better get your ass to Bojangles.
Bo Rounds.
It's a good day for Paul Skeens. A good week.
Skeensy.
Skeens. He is the unanimous Cy Young winner.
Well, he should be.
He got all 30 first place votes. And guess what?
It was a slow start, though. It really was.
Not only does he have a hot girlfriend, he's got the Cy Young. Winning said Cy Young gave him a $2.5 million bonus.
Oh, he needs it.
He does.
Olivia will go buy her a handbag with that money.
You know what the surprise was? Skeens' salary for the season was $875,000.
Good Lord.
Let me look up.
Well, Cal Raleigh's was really cheap compared to what he delivered too.
Big dumper from Western North Carolina, Colorway, I believe.
What it always takes. Like, there were so many players, like, in the 90s that have these, like, crazy years where they would just take off, and then they'd get these huge contracts, and then they would just pitter out of talent.
Oh, this is interesting.
That was my foot that time.
Foot. That's what they all
brushing say. Against the desk.
It says that was his salary pre-arbitration. I would imagine Pittsburgh is probably going to give him a nice fat deal after this. baseball players don't really hold out like football players do. But he's due. He's due for a new deal, actually. God. So they're going to have to back up.
Those are going
to
be some very, without sounding weird, like cute kids that they make.
Yeah, really. Which, he's an awkward guy. He's mildly funny, but, you know.
Kind of nerdish, but in a kind of Clark Kent kind of way.
Yeah, like a dry personality.
Yeah. And then she's over there just dancing on sunshine.
Cal Raleigh signed a, in 2000, was it last year? 6 years, $105 million.
Oh, well, that's good then.
He got an extension. Because he was working before that off of a 1 year, $5 million. Oh, poor.
1 year, man. $5
million? Yeah.
Before well, crap.
That. Like, I don't know if that's an
That ain't bad.
Baseball uses arbitration a lot, which I don't really.
It's like guardian ad litem.
Yeah, like, why is that? That seems like an outdated process. Like, you can't agree. How about Manfred rules? How about these commissioners step in? People talking about the, you know, Luka Doncic trade. Should have been blocked by the league, like the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers was blocked years and years ago. You're giving up a franchise player in his early 20s who's a top five player every year. And how much he means to a franchise, and you're just going to let a team trade him away for a busted Anthony Davis?
Well, but they but
should have been blocked.
They were getting the flag man, though.
Yeah, that's oh God. And then people were the fact that you say the draft lottery is not rigged, you have to be a naive moron. Look at that.
That shows it right there.
Yeah. Look at the cold envelope. It was real.
Yeah.
Patrick, you think they weren't going to let Patrick Ewing go anywhere other than New York?
You know, John Thompson had some play into that, probably. He was pretty powerful more than people realized.
Plus, let's be honest. The draft lottery is decided before. So, how is it decided? You know they're going in and picking. Wimby. Yeah. You think they were going to let Wimby go to the Hornets?
No.
One of the most piss-poor-ran organizations in the league?
You know what? That's a great example because, remember, like, Kobe got drafted by the Hornets, and Kobe and I think it was his dad were like, no, we're not doing that. And then who did the Hornets get for Kobe Bryant? Vlade Divac.
Vlade, and it was – I forget what exactly the trade was, but Buss had a – Vlade Divac could have blocked that trade if Jerry Buss didn't get onto him.
What a mess.
Buss had to talk Vlade Divac into, like, this is the best for the Lakers. Because Jerry West worked out Kobe before anybody knew who he was and said, it's one of the best workouts I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He was 17 when he did it. And they videoed it, too. Just nobody knows what the video is.
Oh.
So if you find that video, it's probably going to be worth a little bit of money.
More than even Zapruder.
A little bit of De Niro, as my Mexican brethren would
right
say.
Right next to De Niro.
All right, whip out of here. I forgot what I told you I was going to talk about, but it didn't. So
what was it?
Oh, it was McAfee. He's just catching crack because he had Trump on for Veterans Day, and people were saying, well, you shouldn't have politics on your show. If you have a chance to interview a sitting president, whether you like him or not, you'd be a stupid, dumb ass H not to do it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like him, try to work in.
That's probably like Jim Rome. Who's his biggest competitor in sports, Pat McAfee? Like,
I'd say when you get to McAfee's level, you got your Cowherds, your Romes, people like that. You probably lump them all together.
So it's probably their people saying it because they didn't get the interview.
Probably.
I mean, come on. If the devil himself was outside and says, hi, I'd like to come on your show, it'd be real scary, but I'd interview him.
You have so many questions for the devil. Like,
yeah.
You and Jesus were cool. What happened?
Like, I have more for him than maybe even Jesus. Like, man, why you want to be so evil and stuff? Like, it's kind of fun. Why don't you leave Adam and Eve alone, you snake ass?
We'll be there.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.